Moncrief on News Talk.
Whilst there's been a rise in interest in employees bringing their dogs to the office, should workplaces have a pet policy in place to ensure that everything runs smoothly? Joining me now is Stephanie Russo, dog behaviour consultant, founder of Happy Office Dogs and author of Office Dogs, the manual. Stephanie, how are you today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
This is kind of a growth thing, is it? More and more people want to bring their dogs to work, is it?
Yeah, I think it's a bit generational, really. They say that millennials are more likely to have pets than children. And I think there's a move towards, rightly, I think, treating dogs like they're part of the family. And as a result, employers have sort of realised it's a good way to attract people and to keep people if we let them bring their dogs to work.
Right. My God, what a changing world we live in, Stephanie. I'm immediately thinking they wouldn't bring their children to work. So why they're bringing their dogs? But fair enough, if the employers think it's helping them get more employees. But there's a lot of issues, isn't there, to bringing your dog to work?
Well, there's benefits and there's issues. There's, I suppose, like most things in life, there's pros and cons. And there are potentially issues. There's potentially issues for the dog's own welfare. It can be quite a stressful experience. It can be quite stressful for the owner of the dog if the dog isn't behaving as they would wish. And of course, if you've got people in the office who don't like dogs or who are scared of dogs or allergic to dogs, those things can all obviously be issues. But there's also lots of benefits, and they found that having dogs around reduces stress, it improves social cohesion. And my own personal take on it is that if you can do it the right way, and if you put in that work, because often the problems happen when people just do it and they don't really think about all of the potential issues. And then, of course, you can have problems. But I think if you do it right, it can work very well for some dogs and some people and some workplaces.
Right. Do you have to kind of get the workplace to sign up to it? Does there have to be a moment where the management say, we're going to become dog friendly, and how do you all feel about that? Because I'm sure there are some people who would run a mile if they saw a dog in the office.
Yeah, and I think, because there's so many different types of workplaces. I've been in workplaces where there's three people working in an office and one or two dogs, and obviously you very much need to have everyone on board in that sort of situation. But then you also have huge, big, you know, multinational companies who have entire buildings. And for them, yeah, I would definitely recommend having a policy. But you can also work it in such a way that if people are afraid of dogs or allergic to dogs, that they won't necessarily have to come into contact with them. So lots of those bigger offices will have dog-friendly and dog-free areas. And it's often a rule that if you want to bring in a dog, you have to ask your manager and you have to get that agreement from your entire team before the dog goes to the office. So there's definitely ways around that, especially in the bigger companies.
Right. Is it, I'm just kind of getting a sense that, is it the more kind of, I'm just thinking of tech companies, is it more your Googles and companies like that are more likely to be dog friendly?
Yes, and then the smaller ones, the very small ones. That has been my experience, that it can be those quite big companies that maybe have, you know, an American influence. And then it can be quite small companies where there's just been an arrangement. It's a small enough office that
right.
People feel they can just say, listen, do you mind if I bring, you know, the dog in tomorrow?
Right.
And the colleagues say, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And I'm wondering then, if you have more than one dog, is that not going to be a bit... very difficult?
Surprisingly, it doesn't tend to be, because I think most of us, I think, view our dogs almost as an extension of ourselves. So I think if you've got a dog who doesn't get on with other dogs or who has a behavioural issue, you're probably not going to want to bring that dog to work to show you up in front of all your colleagues,
yeah,
as we would see it. So it's usually dogs who are quite good with people, quite good with other dogs, who are put in that situation. But I would always advocate having a formal introduction, not just having one dog in the office and walking in with another dog.
Right.
It can pay off to really put a bit of work into meeting, you know, not on the what the dog might perceive as being their territory. So meeting outside,
okay,
going for a walk, coming into the office together.
I'll just give you one text, just so I'll let you bat this one. A listener says, people have lost the plot when it comes to pets, humanising them and relying on them for emotional support. We need to remember their place, and it most definitely isn't work.
Well, yeah, and I know a lot of people do feel that way. But the more we learn about dogs, the more we realise that emotionally they are very, very like us. And a big thing for dogs is social isolation. A big welfare concern for dogs is social isolation. And I always say that beyond anything else, what dogs are social creatures. And what we have amongst our pet dogs is a separation anxiety epidemic for a lot of dogs. So at home, they're suffering. So you might say it's humanizing them to bring them to work. But if you've got a dog with separation anxiety, if you can bring it to work, and the alternative is leaving it at home to have a panic attack,
right,
I know which option I'd go for.
Okay. I'm with you, Stephanie. I just want you to know that, by the way, before we go. But Stephanie, thank you very much indeed. Stephanie Russo there. I know there are people saying dog separation anxiety and shaking their heads meaningfully.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.